We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hour number two, Dale and Keith. Sports Radio WEEIA, jam-packed Wednesday night of sports offerings in the city of Boston. A couple of them more important than the third one.
Yeah,
and the one that wasn't
so
quite as important is the one that didn't go so well.
No, that's all right. Just more of the same for the Red Sox.
Yeah.
Although they're praying that the Celtics and the Bruins keep winning, keep playing, keep the attention
keep
away.
Keep the attention.
Yes. Oh, you're going to throw in the NFL draft in another week. That's going to steal a ton of attention away. Then all of a sudden we're going to turn over and we're going to be like, wait, this team is 10-30? What the hell's going on?
We're probably personally responsible for screwing up the fourth item on the sports menu last night because we released the Patriots
schedule.
Yeah,
you spoiled it. Dale the spoiler.
We spoiled everything.
Every single
matchup.
So
when the NFL Network finally came out with their big schedule release,
no one was there to watch.
We already knew.
Yep.
But you had three other things to watch.
That's right.
Lots of people, I'm sure, were banging TVs left and right and Last channel. I bet clickers were getting worn out last night.
Yeah, I bet they were. Or you could just quad box, like your boy.
Like this guy did over here.
Yeah,
you just stuck the fourth game in there just to show off.
Yeah, because what do you want, like an empty space there? No, put the Bucks Pistons on without Blake Griffin. Terrible series.
What a good idea.
Terrible series.
What am I doing?
It's another live game, though. It's amazing how many times they're all in commercial at the same time, and then they're all in action at the same time. It's ridiculous.
Somebody, I noticed on Twitter, because I was working, but somebody on Twitter said, and this was, you know, late in the game, it's the first time that all three games have been in commercial at the same time. Like, it didn't happen
it was
a lot.
No. Yeah, but you didn't
when
like
it did happen, it's like, what?
Because then I would switch back and forth to who am I listening to, because you can't have all the sound on, because that's chaos.
That is chaos.
Wait, what did he say? What did he do? Oh, you go. Never mind. So I was going back and forth. Not Red Sox so much, but back and forth between the other two.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. And we will be giving away tickets to Game 5, Bruins and Leafs.
Woo!
For tomorrow night.
That's exciting. That is good stuff.
We've got Red Sox tickets to give away.
I thought we gave them away to Bobo when he called in. He didn't get them?
No, that's not how it works.
Keith, because he's called in about five times.
Yeah, hey, Keith said I got the...
Wow. No, I told him... out of my hands, Bobo.
Nope, I gave him your direct line.
Good.
Good.
And I told him you'll have plenty of movie tickets for him.
Oh, good.
Just give him Keith's cell phone number and his home address.
We'll talk off air. Come to my house. Yeah, we can hang out with Bobo.
Out at the Fortress of Solitude or whatever it's called.
That's right.
Peter's in JP. Hey, Peter, how you doing?
Hey, I've been bashing Kyrie for a year and a half, saying that maybe we were better off without Kyrie.
Oof.
I'm not alone. Even that.
Yeah, you owe the man an apology.
Not yet.
Well.
But they don't win the game without Kyrie. Love Kyrie the last 2 weeks. He's been playing defense. He's been playing great. He hasn't said anything stupid. You know, even Lou Maloney, about 2 months ago when he was saying those stupid things, said, I'm tired of him. I can't stand this anymore.
Yeah.
But he's winning me over.
He wasn't the only person saying it.
I was saying that since January 17th.
January 17th.
That was the drop dead day. I've been saying that too. But I've never once said the team is better without him or that he's not a great player. Because, I mean, he's clearly one of the best players in the league. And you can see the difference between the Celtics and the Pacers. He is the single difference.
No. Okay. But they do. They play a different game without Kyrie.
Yeah, they're worse.
Yeah, not as good.
Yeah, they're worse.
More passing.
Worse.
But no.
Worse. Yes. So, Peter, you're going to call in today and say that they're better without Kyrie? Come on.
No. I say they don't.
Because they passed it a couple more times doesn't mean they're a better team.
No. That's
what are you, what are you saying?
I'm saying I'm starting to jump. I'm halfway up on the Kyrie bandwagon.
All right, well, great. Keep us posted on that. Yeah, I mean, for God's sakes, he's a rat's ass. Today's not the day.
But they pass more, leading to a Marcus Morris shot.
I want Scary Terry out there. I bought the T-shirt. He's great. He passes around. They're like Hoosiers. Every guy gets the ball.
He plays
once.
With hot.
Yeah, I want five passes. My team's on the floor. Like, please.
Kyrie, watching him last night, you're like, oh, my God. I even started to think, Should I come back around? Is it okay that he's friends with LeBron?
Did you falter?
No, I didn't do that. I didn't do that.
Have you ever?
But I've been consistent.
Once you've jumped off a bandwagon, have you ever leaped back on?
Dale, it's the sports is the same as life. I give everybody a chance, and as soon as I get wronged, they're done. You're done. You're out.
What would he have to do?
No, he couldn't. There's nothing.
He could lead the Celtics to an NBA championship.
Yeah.
Hit the game-winning shot in Game 7 against the Golden State Warriors, and you're still off the bandwagon.
I'm off the bandwagon. Unless he spits in LeBron's face and says, I regret apologizing to you. I hate you more than ever. That'd be the only way I'd come back on board with Kyrie. But this is why you have him. It's a superstar league. You have to have a guy like that on your team to win the whole thing. It turns out you needed a guy like that just to win Game 2 against the Indiana Pacers.
He's probably
going to
go.
He's going to the Knicks with his best buddy, Kevin Durant. Oh, there was a, Rossi, I don't know if you saw this. There was an interview going on. They had the starting lineup or the lineup of death of the Golden State Warriors.
The lineup of death.
That's what they call it.
I know.
And then, so this
like
is going
the group
around.
Of death in soccer.
And so, yes, very similar.
Yeah.
And so the guy interviewing him was talking about, you know, can you imagine if anybody would want to like leave this team, or like what would it be like not like once you've experienced this, what would it be like not being on this team? And Andre Iguodala starts like laughing a little bit, like, yeah, it'd be crazy. And like Steph Curry's like laughing. Kevin Durant is like staring at the floor. he's like, I'm gone. Even Klay Thompson was kind of just like looking off, like, is this guy serious with this question?
I'm gone too.
But anyway, Durant and Irving are definitely gone. But that doesn't mean that, you know, the Celtics can't win a couple of series. I don't think they beat the Bucks, but he's all in clearly for this. It makes those guys look a whole lot better. I mean, and maybe they're best buds. Ideally, they'll face off in the NBA finals.
And he may know right now that he's leaving. He may know right now that he doesn't want to play here next year.
He may not either.
No, but I'm just saying, if that was the case, you've still got the personal and professional pride of, you know what, if I'm going out, I want to go out as far as I can go here.
Oh, absolutely. Because even no matter what is important to you, and I do think winning is important to these guys, but even if it's just being the biggest superstar, well, it's playoff moments. Like, all these guys play in every sport. Like, playoffs just matter so much more. And so if Kyrie has an unbelievable playoff run, you just add it to his resume.
The weird thing about the NBA, though, and it's the weirdest part for me, is that play your ass off. The money's still going to be the same. You know, like in baseball, Mookie Betts goes out and he plays great and he's trying to get a big contract and he's adding money into his pocket. In the NBA, no, you can play your ass off, doesn't matter.
Yeah,
we can pay you this much and that's it.
It is weird, right? So it's sort of like caught in between because it's so much better than football because every penny is guaranteed.
Yes.
So they get all that money, but unlike baseball, they can't just get these crazy bidding wars going. Adrian Wojnarowski wrote an article a few years ago about that. And this is before like the Supermax came out. So I think they are starting to write that a little bit. But the idea that the top guys for what they are actually worth to their franchise weren't getting paid enough. And it was the guys in the middle that were all super overpaid. Like if you look in the league a couple of years ago, all the guys making 12 million, like weren't 12 million players, but the guys making 20 should have been making 30
40,
or whatever, 50 or whatever. They're like, if you really calculated LeBron's impact on a franchise, he should have made like 100 or whatever.
Well, it'd be off the charts.
Like season tickets and everything else. But yeah, you're right. Like Kyrie Irving.
Like if Kyrie Irving stubs his toe and just sucks and they get beaten.
You're right. Doesn't
in
matter.
Six games. He's still going to get the same amount of money.
Crazy.
And if he goes out there and leads the Celtics to an NBA championship.
Same.
He's still going to get the same amount of money.
It is weird. It's a good amount of money.
Oh, no. I'm not saying we're not holding bake sales for him.
But you're right. It is odd that that's how it works in that league.
617-779-7937. Bob's down in the Cape. Hey, Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Bob?
I just wanted to chat about the Bruins for a bit.
Sure.
And basically about the back end of the Bruins.
Nice. Okay.
I was listening to your opening statements about the game last night, or just in general about defense, and singing the praises of Charlie McAvoy, and rightly so.
He was great last night.
An excellent future ahead of him.
But?
I feel like there's an extremely underrated player that doesn't get any credit for what he does.
Okay.
Who would that be?
Brandon Carlo.
That's a good call by you.
I like it.
That's
Bob.
A good call.
You're right. Good player.
I thought he was the most improved player on the team this year. And,
amen. And, that's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah, I thought he was a legitimate seventh player award candidate. I think he's the most improved player on the team.
And I think it also goes to show you, and he's probably better this year than he was the previous two, but not having him in the playoffs the last 2 years.
Made a difference.
What a loss that was.
What I've noticed about him, in particular about his skating ability. I really do think he's improved his skating tremendously. And please don't jump on me for this comment.
Oh, I'm about to. I'm about to pounce.
Him to a player. But I do look at Carlo, and I see Zdeno Chara.
Ooh. How about
just
that?
Just a younger version.
Wow.
I'm probably not willing to go there with you.
Like a young Chara.
I think Zdeno Chara is going to go to the Hall of Fame. He's won a Norris Trophy. I'm not sure. He is young. I'm not saying he can't continue to improve. He will. But, boy, that's pretty tough to put him in that category.
He was in a bunch of trade rumors just a couple of years ago. Was it Landeskog? Or it was somebody in Colorado that was the big trade.
Well, because he's from Denver, too.
Yeah, right. And so everybody was saying, you know, would you do that deal? Should they do that deal? And really looking like they shouldn't. Yeah, he's one of the guys that really does qualify as underrated because nobody really talks much about him, but he is clearly important to the team. Right, because everybody's like, Mac, you when you talk about the defensemen on the Bruins, it's always McAvoy and Chara, and then it's Krug's too small or Grizzlick's too small.
Or Krug's only an offensive defenseman.
Yeah. Like, Carlo gets lost in the shuffle completely, and he's good. He's obviously very important.
I made the argument at the end of the regular season. He was the Bruins' most consistent defenseman this entire year.
Yeah,
start to finish.
You're right, because the other guys had so many ups and downs. He actually played just 3 seconds less than Chara.
Yeah.
He would have had the most time on ice for the whole team. Like, that's nothing to sneeze at.
Now, I do think Charlie McAvoy is the next franchise defenseman in the pipeline here. He's going to be the next number one defenseman. But if you've got a 1-2 of McAvoy and Carlo going forward,
yeah,
you're gonna like your life a little bit.
Yeah, you're doing all right. You're doing all right. So you feel a lot better about the Bruins after last night?
Yes,
they
of course.
Tied this bad boy up. You should.
I thought they were going to win in six.
Yeah,
that doesn't
still on
look,
the table.
That doesn't. It's on,
still
the table,
on the table,
but it doesn't look as likely.
My Bruins in five is gone.
That's not going to happen. We can safely eliminate that one.
No, I know.
So no sneaker needs to be eaten.
I don't have to eat my sneaker either. Well, that was after they lost game one because I thought they were going to win all their home games and then win once in Toronto. That's what I thought was going to happen.
Well,
and I said after game one I would eat my sneaker if need be. I need new sneakers anyway.
But you don't want to have to get them that way, do you?
No. And I was wondering if I only had to eat like some of it. Like, I didn't really specify.
You were negotiating.
Yeah.
As soon as it looked like there was the possibility, you started saying, could I just eat like a lace?
Like the tongue. I'd eat the tongue.
Would you?
Yeah, I'd put ketchup on it and I'd just throw it down. It'd be fine.
You'd have to eat.
It would be quick, too, wouldn't it, Rossi?
Yeah.
He would eat it like that.
That's what I was just going to say. You wouldn't have to worry. He'd shove a whole sneaker right down that gullet.
Yeah, that's fine. What's wrong with that?
It would be right before we go on the air.
Right. And then try to talk and then go from there. But yeah, I don't have to do that. No more bets.
You guys now think it's six. Do you think anybody think it's going to seven?
Yeah, yes. I do.
Yeah, I do. I now think it is.
So
remember
this little piece of audio before the series started?
Oh, let's hear it.
One of the best teams in the league. I don't know how it's going to do it. How do you have any confidence in that to think it's going to go seven?
I mean, it went seven last year.
That has nothing to do with anything.
I love that guy. Who's that again?
Jeff O'Neill.
Love Jeff O'Neill.
O-Dog9. At O-Dog9 on Twitter.
Is that Brandon Phillips? Oh, no, he's that dude.
Yeah. Might need him.
So, so he thought it was going to be a sweep, right? He was saying sweep. Yeah, Toronto's better than I thought. I just looked at their defensemen, and I thought, oh, they'll just walk all over these guys again. But they're tougher than I thought. Like, both physically, like, everything about them, they're
Morgan
a little bit
better. Morgan Riley's really good.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, their best defenseman. They can be a bit of a train wreck in their own end at times, too.
I had a hard time typing 5 and 6 into my day planner.
He had a day planner, and that's how we all
pick
our series.
Does anyone still have a day planner?
I think they're all on
your
phone.
Don't just stick it in your phone now.
Yeah, you have the phone. You have different things.
Oh, Rossi's looking at us like he has a day planner.
Yeah, I got a day planner.
Me and my wife together, we have one, because I'm not good. Like, I remember things when I write it down. If I type it in digitally, gone.
Forget it, really.
Don't remember, no.
But then you can set it, and it gives you like a little
alarm.
She
does that. She does that.
Oh, okay.
She puts it on, like, we have a shared calendar, but I will write it down.
Ooh, a shared calendar?
Yeah, Gmail, baby.
That's really nice.
Google Calendar. You guys should all get
that. See, when you've been married longer, you're going to have times when you don't want her to know where you are and what you're doing.
Trust me, I'm off the grid. I am off the
she
grid.
She has no idea who you are right now.
No clue. She couldn't track me down if she wanted to.
Your wife thinks you're in the Fortress of Solitude, but you're not.
It's a good guess, but no. Between the hours of 10 and 2, I am not.
We
that
will.
Has nothing to do with anything.
Yeah, well, it does. It does.
For some of us, it does.
Yeah.
By the way, we mentioned this earlier, but just to bring this back, your Boston Red Sox are now 6-13. They're 8.5 games out of first in the division, and Dustin Pedroia is hurt again.
Yeah. Well,
what's the least likely of these events?
The least likely is the 6-13 record.
Yes.
That is insane. I mean, the Pedroia thing was as predictable as any. You know, you feel bad for him, former MVP, but this is, just seems like it's over with. He's going to get his money.
I saw Lou fighting with some folks on Twitter last night.
Yeah.
And there were people who were saying, you know, it's time for Dustin Pedroia to retire. And Lou said,
well, he's going to get his money.
Why would he walk away from $35 million? Why would anybody walk away if he's hurt? He'll go on the DL and begin that whole process again. But why would anybody walk away from that money?
No, you're not going to. So I'm not going to ask him to retire. But I just look at it as, if you're building the team, if you're Dave Dombrowski, you can't. And I don't think they did necessarily, but you can't go into this season, next season, or the season after that assuming Pedroia is your starting second baseman. I think his career is over.
I mean, home opening day, Tom Werner told us they were hoping he could play 100 games.
Like, good Lord, 100 games? What, do you play five? Last year he played three. He's not going to play 100 games for the rest of his career, let alone this season. So it's, you need to make sure you have another second baseman. And is it Nunez? Is it Holt? I don't know if either of those guys are everyday players necessarily, but I hope that they didn't assume he was going to be their guy. Because that's like going back a couple of years ago when they assumed, well, Pablo Sandoval's our third baseman. Like, why?
No.
Based on what? Like, well, he used to be able to do it. So Pedroia can't do it anymore. So he's out. The best thing, you mentioned Marloni. I saw him tweet about how just the timing is brutal, because you could probably put Pedroia on the DL and you wouldn't have had to dump Swihart. Now, I don't really care about Swihart as much as a lot of other people do.
No, but you might not have. You
could have kept him around, and you could have done that. But
although without Brock Holt available, I don't know. I mean, if Holt were available, then you absolutely would have kept
Swihart. Vasquez could play second.
Yeah, that, maybe not quite great. So often.
Well, one bright spot, Nathan Eovaldi is good against the Yankees, and he continued that. It was good to see.
He looked good.
He had not been very good all year, and the starting pitching outside of Price
has not been
good. And he was cranking
it up there.
He was gassing it up. He was good. He allowed one run, but it was unearned, so his ERA went all the way down to 6 on the season.
Wow.
But then
No, it doesn't.
Well, the bullpen, and I had a bad feeling that what was going to happen is, once the starting rotation started to figure it out, then the bullpen was going to let him down. Just because the bullpen started the season out really, really well, but you know that they're not great. At least they don't have a track record of being great. So Eovaldi leaves the game, and then all of a sudden Workman and Brazier come in, and it was not meant to be. Oh, by the way, Mookie Betts with another 0-for-4.
And looks lost.
Oh, just confused. Ottavino at bat. I mean, Ottavino's a tough at bat anyway, but that he didn't look really locked in there. Yeah, he looks horrible.
I don't see that this thing gets turned around anytime in the near future. I don't, because there's so many things wrong. In other words, if you had a hole in the bullpen, your closer wasn't getting it done. You say, okay, we can fix this,
right? Or if you're the Yankees and you have a million guys hurt, you're like, well, wait till so and so gets back, you're going to be fine. This is the Red Sox roster. I'm not going to even count Pedroia as an injury, because I didn't expect much out of him anyway. But right now, you have your two best players are Mookie Betts and Chris Sale. Like, as far as like where they would rank in the league going into the year. JD Martinez is a very good player too, and he's actually good. He's actually the only guy hitting right now. But Mookie Betts, Chris Sale, who do you have more confidence in that's going to be able to turn it around? Okay, I'll wait. Here's Alex Cora.
That's the problem.
Oh, we don't have Alex Cora? What'd you say to me?
I thought we had
a clip. We have a clip?
I got a clip. You want Petey? You want to talk about Petey?
No.
You want to talk about Brazier?
Nope. I don't want that either.
The starting rotation?
Nope. I don't want any of that. I thought there might be one on him on Betts, but
he declined to speak about Betts.
Yeah, he was not asked about Mookie Betts. He was in the leadoff spot, but it was amazing the stats that came out, and I know Alex Speer and Fangraphs are talking about it, where he goes up there and he like doesn't swing anymore. He used to be so aggressive. What is he waiting for? The perfect pitch now?
Well, that's what I say. He looks confused. It's like he's getting fooled. I don't know what it is.
So the only
because thing, it seems like I'm expecting this. They're throwing that. I can't swing.
Anytime a player goes from being an MVP to just lost in any sport, the only thing I ever consider is, did he sell his soul to the devil for one season? Like, is it black magic? Is it witchcraft? That's the only thing I can think of.
Because I don't believe that. I don't think that's true.
You don't think it's witchcraft?
No. Well, maybe witchcraft.
Right.
I think that what we're seeing now is not who he is.
No, he's way
closer to what we saw last year.
Yes. And even 2 years ago, if you want to say that's what he was, fine. It was still a guy who had 24 homers, OPS over 800, wasn't as good as the 2 years before. You know, the last year with Ortiz and then last season with J.D. Martinez, he was one of the best players in the league. The year before, he was still like at that all-star. Like, there's a difference between all-star level and MVP level. He should be at the very least all-star level. But I have to imagine that the contract status is in his head big time.
I think it's totally shutting him down.
But that, I think that has to be it. Because what else is so
And by the way, next year's probably going to be worse in terms of affecting him mentally.
Especially depending on how this season goes for him. Like, how does this season end?
There's no way to quantify this. There's no way to prove this. But I'm actually convinced that if he changed his mind and he said, you know what, let's sign it. Let's do something now. Let's get this deal done. And they did. They got whatever number it is. They signed him to a contract. I think he'd play differently right now. I think there'd be a relief level. I think that he would be more relaxed. He just looks lost.
So he's hitting 200 on the season, right? So that's a couple of games in March and then all these games in April. These are his batting averages. Just I know batting average, whatever, is not everybody's favorite stat.
It's the number we use.
Just the point. So he's hitting 200 right now. These are his batting averages by month last season.
Okay.
April, he hit 367. May, he hit 372. June, he hit 290. July, he hit 330. August, he hit 353. September, he hit 377.
That was better, huh?
He had one. And so March, he got off to a slow start in March, but that was only like two games. So I threw March out.
Right.
So out of all the month, the lowest batting average he had for a month was 290. And this year he's hitting 200, but it's not just that. It's the at-bats. Like, if you're watching the at-bats, he doesn't look right. The swings are bad, or he's just not swinging. He's like, what happened to Mookie Betts? What happened to the guy? What happened to the guy that we put in the same conversation as Mike Trout at the beginning of the year?
I don't believe, as Mutt has stated, that, you know, Alex Cora's on the hot seat. I don't think if they finish dead last in the American League East, he's going to get fired this year.
I feel like that's unlikely.
But I do think Dave Dombrowski might be on the hot seat here. I think ownership here could be looking at Dombrowski's roster structure and how he's put things together, the trades he's made, what the minor leagues look like, and say, I don't see how this gets fixed.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing because you still think it's early and they haven't even played 20 games left. But you were given the stats yesterday about teams that got off to this type of start, how many make the playoffs. And it's amazing because you would think with the kind of talent.
That would be two.
Two. And it was, what, 19 years ago?
Angels and the A's were the two.
17 years ago, 18 years ago. Yeah.
Angels actually won the World Series.
Right.
Despite a start like this. The A's actually made the playoffs but didn't win the World Series.
So since 2002, it hasn't happened. A team like this hasn't gotten back to the playoffs.
Yeesh. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. After we've built them up so brilliantly for you, we're going to give away Red Sox tickets in just a couple of minutes.
You're not going to want to miss them.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Get connected with Rich Keefe on Twitter at Keefe21. Now back to more of Dale and Keefe on Sports Radio WEEI.
Well, one thing for sure, you know, I think the starting rotation is getting to where we wanted. You know, he threw the ball well. Velocity was good. You know, he ran out in a few innings, but the split was better, the breaking ball was better, and he finished off with a good fastball. But you know, we still got to finish games. You know, we didn't, and you know, it takes everybody to get out of this. You know, and today, you know, in the seventh inning, we didn't do a job.
Alex Cora after last night's loss at Yankee Stadium. Alex Speer writes for the Boston Globe. He does a great job covering the Boston Red Sox. He's got a piece that ran today. The headline is, "What if the Red Sox don't turn it around?" He's talking to David Price.
Well,
David Price was part of the Tampa Bay Rays team that started 1-8, ultimately ended up making the playoffs. He talked about that experience. But he's got kind of an ominous quote in here. And this is David Price talking to Alex Speer. And he says, quote, "If we don't start playing better, J.D. Martinez, Mookie Betts, maybe myself, we could get traded. We're, what, 30th in minor league systems?" Speer notes that he's referencing Baseball America's recent organization rankings that did feature the Red Sox with the number 30 farm system. Back to David Price, "We're dead last. We don't play better. Mookie Betts will be traded. J.D. Martinez will be traded. It'll be tough for a while here."
Is he being, like, tongue-in-cheek?
No, not at all.
So he's serious.
Oh, he's dead serious.
So David Price is talking about if they don't turn around, they're going to trade Mookie Betts.
He goes on, and another quote from Price. "It's going to be talked about. It's going to be written about. Guys are going to be asked about it. We all understand that. Mookie Betts has never been through this. At some point in his life, he struggled. But when he's asked about getting traded on a daily basis, that wears on you.
Wait,
I've been through it."
Go ahead. He goes on to say,
he says, "I've seen it wear on different people. It's not for him, period. He enjoys it here. He loves it here. This is the only organization he's ever known. When he gets asked that question day in, day out, whenever he goes on the road and opposing beat writers, they're going to ask about that. That can wear on you."
But that hasn't happened yet, has it?
He's saying that the opposing, like the Boston guys aren't asking because they're around him all the time anyway.
Right. So when they go to Tampa, well, I don't know if there's Tampa writers.
There might not be any.
If they go to another baseball city, you think they're going to be asking him, or have they already? Like, I can't imagine Seattle or Oakland when they were playing them. Like, "Hey, you going to get traded?" Like, no, they just won the World Series. Now, him not signing an extension kind of leaves that open a little bit, I guess. But you can just, he has his answers. He has his canned answers that he can say. But that's sort of a scary thought, that if he thinks Mookie Betts, it sounds like it could get worse for him. And how could it?
It might.
He's off to a brutal start. And then if the questions happen, is he going to be able to put that aside? Is he going to be able to move on despite all the trade talk?
Speer says that Price cited precedent. He recalled how quickly the Red Sox dismantled their 2013 World Series group, parting with John Lester, John Lackey, Jake Peavy, Andrew Miller, before the next season's trade deadline.
That is so different.
He says,
"Don't you think? I mean, don't you think that is so different?"
Well, he's just saying there's kind of a pivotal moment that this 2019 Red Sox team faces, and if they don't get this thing turned around, you could see them start to take this thing apart here.
But
J.D. Martinez has an opt-out.
Right.
You could see them saying, "Look, we love the guy, but
right,
we got to restock the farm system."
But
they love Mookie Betts, but if we don't think we can get him signed, we got to wheel him out of here.
But 2013 to me is a terrible example because John Lester, okay, they screwed that one up.
They did.
But Lackey, how many more years of Lackey did you think they were going to have left? Andrew Miller was going to get paid or wanted a different role or whatever it was at the time. And Jake Peavy, Jake Peavy didn't have a ton left in the tank. I think you kind of knew what you're getting with Jake Peavy. Those guys aren't MVPs like Mookie Betts or even MVP candidates like J.D. Martinez. Mookie Betts is one of a handful of players that every single team would want to build around. Even now, I know he's off to a slow start, but it's April 18th, so I'm not going to freak out just yet. So they really want it. Like, you could see a future with Mookie Betts. There's no future with Jake Peavy or John Lackey.
I'll give you one more David Price quote from the Alex Speer piece today. Quote, "We need to play better. It needs to happen now. Boston doesn't handle losing well. I get that. The Celtics are good. The Bruins are good. The Patriots are always winning. And the Red Sox are always good. If we don't play better, there's going to be a lot of changes around here. I remember when Boston won the World Series in 2013. In 2014, they were trash." Trash, unquote.
Yeah, they were. It was Farrell's second season, but 13 was also more of I don't want to say, I mean, lightning in a bottle in a way. Like, don't you think 13, and that's great. It's an amazing accomplishment. But look at the roster on 13 and compare it to the roster of 07 or compare it to the roster of last season. Those teams were much, they had much more talent on there. So like when they win in 13, if you told me that, like, what, did you really want to commit to Shane Victorino and Mike Napoli and Jake Peavy? Those guys were amazing for that 1 year. I don't think long-term they were really going to be there. So I know what Price is saying, but this team should not be trash the next year. And if they are, they have nobody to blame but themselves.
Oh, he's not suggesting there's anybody to blame. But he's saying we need to play better or they're going to start taking this thing apart.
Right. And does Price have a no-trade clause? I feel like they're not going to trade Price. Maybe they can, but I feel like I assume with the contract that he
certainly
signed,
included himself.
Yeah, he put himself on the list. So.
He said that the thing that has to turn it around first here is the starting rotation. Quote, that's what we need. It boils down to the starters. I don't care how good our offense is.
Right.
1 through 5 or 6 will be better. There's no doubt about that. But we need to do it starting in Tampa. If we don't... ..
Ooh, ominous. But
yeah.
You know what? For all the David Price quotes that we've gone through in the past, this one I kind of agree with more. At least they're taking a trump card. Yeah, like he's had some stupid stuff that he has said. He's had a lot of Kyrie Irving moments. But this one, I'm with him. And Chris
born
Sale.
In 1985, so that's the video games generation.
I'm right there with you, David. 84 over here, but plenty of video games. In fact, when I get out of work today, probably going to be a few video games. But Chris Sale, after his last start.
Happened, he's been really good. He said a lot of positive stuff about everybody in this clubhouse.
Sale was talking about how he embarrassed his family, he embarrassed his team,
right, and all that stuff.
And it seemed, you know, okay, it's aggressive, but I would rather you go that way than who cares. Don't you get the sense that Price and Sale are taking this more seriously, the 6-13 start, than their manager is? Who, hey, last year we won the World Series. You guys weren't saying anything last year. These guys seem pissed.
We brought it up earlier that if you're sitting here in June and you're 10 games out of first, you know, you have to at least think about the possibility of trading Mookie Betts. We brought that one up.
Yeah.
David Price seems to intimate that if they haven't turned this thing around soon, they could blow it up.
Check what happened last year.
Yeah, I will, Alex. You won a ton of games last year, and it was a lot of fun. But this year has been a lot different. The other part about trading Mookie Betts, don't you have to talk to him one more time? And because they know all the details that and we don't. Did they go to him and say, hey, we'll give you the Manny Machado deal right now? And he said no. Or, hey, we'll give you the Bryce Harper deal. And he said no.
Right.
But if he's willing to take those deals, I do not want to trade him. I would sign him to one of those deals or something like that, or even a little bit more, because he's better than those guys.
And by the way, I think he'd start playing better. Yeah. I think it would be a load off his mind.
Yeah, I definitely think it's a lot of that. But if he's saying, no, I want my value and I want to go to free agency, and you're 10 games out of first, all right, let's restock the farm system. Let's look around. Let's see who has... First of all, it has to be a contender. Nobody's going to want a year and a half of Mookie Betts if their team stinks. So you look at all the top teams, which top teams have a good farm system, and then as much as it would probably pain them to do it, it would be the smart business decision.
Well, and it's why I said that I don't think Alex Cora is on the hot seat. I think Dave Dombrowski could be, because as David Price pointed out, according to Baseball Reference, they've got the 30th best farm system in the major leagues.
Right. And then he just signed Chris Sale to an enormous extension. And he does not look like Chris Sale.
And if this thing continues the way it's going,
right,
somebody above Dave Dombrowski, and it's going to be John Henry, is going to say, we need to blow this up. We need to start over,
right,
restock the farm system, but we don't want Dave Dombrowski doing it.
And then the other one would be Martinez, too. You'd have to go to him and say, are you opting out? And if so, can we take care of that now? Otherwise... we got to trade you. If you're a non-playoff team, you can't have J.D. Martinez play out the rest of the season and then go sign somewhere else. It makes no sense.
David Price might not be wrong.
I know. It's weird. What do we do? It's like bizarro.
When worlds collide.
I kind of agree with him on some of these things.
You liked Kyrie Irving last night.
What the hell's
happening?
You agree
with David Price here today.
What is going on? Jeez.
Keefe's world is imploding.
I don't know what to do.
We'll talk with you about it. I know.
Shame.
What?
Shame.
I have shame now?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Your sound, your sounders have been awful.
He had something
today.
He wanted to work in.
No, it was good. No,
your sounders have been trash today.
No, my sounders have been
no,
great.
No, constructive criticism, they've all been
constructive
trash.
Constructive criticism. That seemed constructive.
No, each one has been worse than the last. That's all right.
Six.
I know you're wearing a lot of hats today. You're producing a lot of different shows, but it's been terrible.
Which show is this again?
I think this is still Dale and Keith.
Well,
his
for
fifth
now.
One today.
That's right.
617-779-7937. We talk with you about it, and we give away Bruins tickets next hour. Game 5 playoffs, Bruins and Leafs tomorrow night at the Garden. Dale and Keith, Jason, in case you're wondering. Sports Radio WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back to Dale and Keith on the exclusive home of the Red Sox, WEEI.
I mean, I knew the situation. You know, I knew that in Arizona as well. You know, knowing the next game was going to be a bullpen day, gotta eat up as many innings as possible, and we're able to put up zeros today. So that was big for us.
That's David Price, not from the apparently one-on-one session that he had with Alex Speer last night.
Right.
Alex Speer wrote about it in today's Boston Globe. Those of us who know Alex Speer know that he's not a bomb tosser. In other words, if David Price, you know, was saying these things kind of sarcastically, half jokingly,
Speer
would have said so.
He would have put that in there for sure. Because I was just wondering if it was one of those kind of, you know, comments where you're like, yeah, if we don't start playing better, we're going to trade Mookie. You know, like, it's just something like that, just to be kind of sarcastic. But no,
quote,
I think he would have.
We don't play better. Mookie Betts will be traded. JD Martinez will be traded. It'll be tough for a while here.
Yikes. Yeah, so if he's being serious, and there's a lot of truth to what he's saying, too.
I don't disagree with him.
Like, I actually really appreciate it. So, see, I'm fair. I'm not just going to listen to David Price and trash David Price. I hear what he says, and I agree with him. He could have said, oh, well, you know, we'll figure, there's a lot of talent here. You know, look at the World Series ring. Not doing it. This is the guy with the Trump cards,
and he also didn't
absolve
himself, either.
No, he didn't. And he's actually pitched better than anybody else in the rotation. He's been clearly their best guy.
617-779-7937. Corey's up in Maine. Hey, Corey.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great.
Why are we all of a sudden listening to what David Price has to say?
Because I think he's telling the truth.
Yeah, he might be onto something.
I think we need to pump the brakes a little bit. You know, we're not that bad off. How many times have we been out of it and you stayed on the bandwagon and we came back?
Last year they were 17-2 out of the gate and never looked back. They never lost more than 3 games in a row, and they dominated throughout all the way to the World Series.
You didn't think that was going to happen this year?
I didn't think they were going to be 6-13.
They had the same team basically from last year.
I didn't think
there was going to be this huge drop off.
I didn't think they were going to win 108 games. I'll agree with you on that, but I thought they'd win 95.
They didn't prepare properly in spring training, and this is their spring training right now, and they still need to address the bullpen. Everybody just needs to get on track a little bit.
Yeah, but the bullpen hasn't even been the problem, though, Corey. It's been like everything else.
Last night.
Okay, yeah. No, you're right.
But for the most part, the bullpen has been the one area of the team that you think's performed probably above expectations.
Yeah. Decently, but I'm not still sold on it.
No, that's true. I'm not either, but you know, I'm saying they have
sold on it. I mean, last night we finally got a little offense going. We're down the Bronx. We're looking good. And what I am afraid of is the true bullpen showed up.
I mean, a little offense going, they scored 3 runs.
Enough. That was enough.
No, it's not enough. 3 runs in that stadium?
Oh, that's as long as they scored 2.
Yeah, right, exactly. They needed a pitch. And Eovaldi was good, but I'm with him. I think long run, the bullpen still needs to be addressed. But short term, the rotation, again, Eovaldi was good. Hopefully he can keep that going. Overall, the rotation's been bad. And the lineup, you got J.D. Martinez, and that's it.
And that's the only guy performing to what you expected, you know, expected levels.
Right.
Xander Bogaerts been okay.
Yeah, I mean, you would expect.
Well, I shouldn't say that. Mitch Moreland has been really
good. Mitch Moreland had a really good start. And you wouldn't expect everybody to. You can't just keep having career years. You know, because like, these guys are all going to improve. And that's fine. And I think, again, that's why I thought, yeah, 95, 96 wins. That's still a 12-win difference, but nothing like this. They were never this many games under 500 last year. They were never this many games out of first place last year. They never lost as many games in a row this year as they did all of last season. So things are dramatically different.
617-779-7937. Scott's in Holyoke. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Dale. Just let you know, I bought your book.
Oh, thank you.
Nice.
The Behind If These Walls Could Talk.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's
right. I was kind of saving it for beach reading, but I'm thinking I might not wait that long.
Well, yeah, either
crack
one.
It open.
And, yeah. And buy another one for the beach this summer.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, we'll do.
Yeah.
So, DP, tell us what you really think. Wow. Somebody may want to check the substance in his pipe there. That I don't know.
His pipe?
I think maybe Dombrowski may want to throw a net over him, because look, what is he going to do now they go in the clubhouse, he and Cora are in there together, and they're not on the same page. I mean, that's going to be awkward, don't you think?
Who? I don't know. I think Price is kind of telling the truth, and he's not saying they're going to do all these things
now.
He's
not blaming the manager. He's blaming the players.
Yeah.
If we don't play better, they're going to blow this thing up.
That's what I think.
Yeah, but you got Cora saying, you know, I'm not concerned, you know, just 2 days ago, you know, we're going to be fine. We're going to be fine. I'm not concerned. If he's not concerned, maybe he's asking to get fired.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. But at the same time, he needs to forget about 2018. Like, that's great.
Like,
you'll have the ring. You can look at the ring on your own time. That's you can celebrate that. You can pop in the old Blu-ray of last year's run. That's fine. But Sale and Price, those guys are certainly over last year. They don't give a crap about that. They're not looking back and saying, well, we figured it out. They never had to figure anything out last year. They lost the first game of the season. That was the only time they had a losing record. They were 0-1 last year. It was the only time.
Another quote from Price. This can't happen here. We have too much talent in the clubhouse.
Right.
We're a lot better than our record is.
Right.
We're a lot better than what we played. And I still believe we will play better and our record will flip, but we've got to play better for a long time for that to happen, and we need that to happen now.
He's right.
He's right.
I love him. I love him all of a sudden. Everything he's saying is spot on. And I guess to the caller's point, and it's fair, if Cora, he didn't bury Cora, but at the same time, but the message is different. And so we used to always point that out with Price and with Farrell. They would always say different things after the postgame. Oh, I thought he threw his changeup well. He's like, oh, I didn't have my changeup tonight. You know, it's like, well, are you guys on the same page or not? And so Cora, I think part of why he's saying what he's saying is he's not going to bury anybody on his team right now.
No.
He's not doing that. And he could. He could bury everybody because they've all been playing, for the most part, besides Martinez and Price, they've all been terrible.
One final David Price quote. Everybody's trying. As of right now, it's just not happening.
Right.
That's the toughest part. Last year, it didn't matter what we did, the moves we made, who was in the lineup, who was pitching, who was hitting. We performed. As of now, that hasn't been the case. It's time for us to play better. It's time. And we know that. How do I disagree with anything he said in this thing?
I don't.
Every quote that Alex Spears got in the Globe today from David Price, I think, is spot on.
Agreed.
617-779-7937. We'll give away Bruins Leafs Game 5 playoff tickets.
Woo!
For tomorrow night's game at the Garden. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.